This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the line now, I have the winner of Australian Idol 2006, that's the fourth season, multi-award winner, author, kids TV host, Dancing with the Star finalist, and Australia's favourite Irishman, the amazing Damien Leith. Hey Damien, how are you going?
Hey, how's it going?
Now we want to talk obviously about your new single, You and I, which is a brilliant single, by the way. We're going to play it in a minute, but I also want to talk about your album, of course, Chapter 7. Now this is the first independent one that you've produced since breaking with Sony 2 years ago, and it was in the works for quite a while as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was a collection of songs that I've been working on for a while. I built a studio in Sydney about 18 months ago, and you know, I had been working on songs up until then, and then once I set up that studio, then that took it to the next level, and I just really wanted to release these songs. They're songs that I felt really passionate about, and I really wanted people to hear it, so I kind of went this one independent. You know, I did 6 albums with Sony, and they, you know, had a great time. But this particular album, I just thought, okay, you know, I'm going to do this one myself and see how it goes. And yeah, it's been getting a great response. I'm really, really proud of the album.
Yeah, I get the feeling that the album is a very personal album from you. I've been listening to it recently, and it feels really intimate. I've actually put in here, it feels like a bit like curling up in the front of a fire with a loved one, or a good blanket, or a good book. It's very warm.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, I'll take that comment. That's fantastic.
Cool.
You know, I mean, when I recorded it, the main thing for me was I was trying to get it so that it was, you know, like someone in your living room sort of vibe, you know. So it was kind of intimate sort of songs, emotional sort of songs as well. But overall, I just tried to make sure it wasn't over the top, you know, recording wise. It wasn't big, you know, big power songs or anything like that. It was something that you could just listen to when you're driving somewhere, or, you know, and hopefully get taken by the different stories.
Yeah, and that definitely does come through. All of the songs sort of have a story through them. You know, there's a lot of love and life and everything in between, basically. And you also did some co-writing with Joe Melson, who used to write with Roy Orbison, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Joe wrote Blue Bayou, Crying, Only Lonely, those big, huge Roy Orbison classics now.
Massive hits, yeah.
Yeah, massive hits. He wrote them with Roy Orbison, and, you know, they wrote many songs together, but they're some of the big ones. And I met him about 3 years ago, and we've been writing throughout the last 3 years via Skype and also on trips to Nashville that I've done. And we've become really good friends, and a great, you know, added bonus in this album is songs that we've written together, because Joe hasn't released songs with anyone else since Roy passed away. So it's you know, it's a huge honor for me, first of all, to get to work with him, but also to release these songs. You know, it's just fantastic.
It is an amazing honor. See, he hasn't worked with anyone else, and he's chosen you. That's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, it's just the way it all kind of worked out. We hit it off really well, and you know, things went from there. So yeah, you know, and I'm again really proud of those songs and everything else I've written with Joe. Joe's become a bit of a mentor for me. I've learned so much from him, and you know, hopefully continue to do so over the next couple of years.
Now, the current single, You and I, did you collaborate with Joe on that one?
No, You and I, it's 100% me. I wrote that myself in my studio. I just arrived in the studio one day, and I had this idea floating around in my head. You know, there was a few different things that I had seen, relationships of friends who were kind of going through a bit of a tough time, and then on the flip side, other relationships where people were united and very much together. And I kind of thought, you know, I'm going to write a story about that, the whole idea of couples, you know, coming through tough times together and finding their way through it. So I wrote this song called You and I, and I wrote it quite fast, but the production took me a long time. I wrote it really quickly, but actually piecing it together, that's what took the longest, because there's quite a bit in this song. There's strings and all sorts of stuff, but I love this song. I'm so happy it's the new single.
Because you've got quite an orchestral background to a couple of your songs on the album as well, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, I love all that sort of stuff. I love strings, I love cellos, and, you know, and I love adding just warm elements to songs, you know, and generally things that aren't digital. I mean, I love working with digital things as well, synthesizers and all that sort of stuff. But for my own songs, I like them to be as organic as possible, you know, as real as you can get. And strings generally do that. You know, when you hear a string coming into a song, it just drags it along and brings you in there and gets the emotion out and the whole lot. So I've tried to do that quite a bit on this album. Hey, this is Damien Leith, and you're on the Brecky Bears with Mark and Luke, and this is my new single, You and I.
With Big Bear Mark on Brecky Bears on Monday morning, and I have on the line Damien Leith. Thank you for staying on the line with us, Damien.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great chatting.
Cool. And look, we were just talking about your album, and you've gone a little bit more independent. Now, you've gone with a new label, Social Family Records.
Yeah, look, it's you know, kind of a small up-and-coming label that do great work at from the social side, and definitely dealing with indie acts and independent acts. It's just they're brilliant at getting the word out there. So, you know, it's been a great journey actually with Social Family over the last while. We've done great things, and you know, now getting You and I out is just, you know, another notch really in the belt. So it's fantastic, you know, and like I said, they've done a great job.
That's great. And look, you touched on before that you've created your own studio. Now, is it in your house? Is that right?
No. I used to have it in the house. I was in the house for a long time with it, and I've got three kids, so I just decided, you know, it was time to take it beyond the house, because I just don't like work being constantly in the house. The problem with, you know, the thing with music is it's really obsessive, so, you know, it's very hard to drop it. And when you're working on it in the house, it was never ever a switch off point. It was just work. So at least now I go down to the studio, I work here, and then I leave here, and everything's great.
That's fantastic. And of course, it's not only your own stuff that you've produced. You've worked with quite a lot of people, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, more and more over the last while. You know, I've started doing a lot of co-writes with people, but especially I've done a lot of productions for people as well, which has been just fantastic. You know, it's the whole different perspective. You get to work on songs and, you know, maybe you wouldn't write yourself because it's just not your style, but, you know, working with someone else on it is just fantastic. You know, you get to I suppose, experience those styles and those songs and meet an awful lot of really talented people. So it's brilliant.
And I have to say, one of the songs I really like from your last album was Run with Diana Ruvos.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, Diana's great. Yeah, Diana and I have been good friends for a long time. So, yeah, you know, I'm excited about her next stuff. You know, she's I've been hearing all her new music, and she's got some big surprises coming. So
that's fantastic.
Watch this space, I reckon.
Now, of course, she was on the first season of The Voice in Australia. And, of course, I have to go back to Idol in 2006, because you did win your season, of course, and you were on that the show with some amazing people. I mean, Jessica Mowboy, Dean Geyer, Lisa Mitchell were all part of that season. Do you ever get in touch with the old contestants at all?
Oh, look, we're all still friends, but, you know, everybody kind of goes their separate ways, and, you know, your careers take you in different directions, and we've always got that thing in common, the fact that we were all there together. But unfortunately, you know, beyond that, we don't stay in touch as much as we used to. It's just gets too difficult. Everybody's just doing their own thing.
It's been a lot of years as well. So it's been eight years since that you won Idol, of course.
Yeah, you know, it's like coming up to 8 years this year. So, but look, it was fantastic. I'm thrilled I did it, and everything that it's brought since. You know, I was 30 when I went on Idol, so you know, it was a major turning point when all that happened.
Now, look, the other big thing in your life, of course, is your family, and you know, when I was doing the research, one thing that just came through was your love of your family. And you actually, because you've got three kids, is that right?
I've got three kids, yeah. Two boys and a girl.
You are actually involved in a lot of kids' TV as well, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I've done so much stuff over the years. Definitely from a kid's point of view, I've done a lot of, you know, I did Giggle and Hoot and things like that. And it's been great. I love it. I mean, I spend my time telling my kids stories and things like that. So I love kids' entertainment and any part of it. So it's great. You know, if you get an opportunity to do any of that, it's just fantastic.
And you're behind the website Kids Size Living, I believe, as well.
Yeah, well, Kids Size Living is a really important site for my wife and her business partner, and obviously myself as well. My wife Eileen set it up with Catherine a couple of years ago, and it deals with anything kid-friendly within the inner west of Sydney. But the good news is actually it's branching out throughout the whole country now, which is incredible, you know. So it's just a very good website, and again, as parents, it's ideal, you know, because the thing we didn't think was out there, you know, it's an avenue for parents to go to.
And it's a real support network, and I did have a bit of a laugh at the video for the Dad Cave that you did.
Saw that.
Oh, yeah, sir, Ed.
Very good, very good. You know, I mean, the Dad Cave is something myself and this other father, Graham, we've been joking around for a while, just saying, oh, let's do a Dad Cave. Let's, you know, give the dad perspective on something. And we took them, all the kids, to Lunar Park, and it was a crazy day. It was full on.
It looked like it was full on, yes.
It was fun, but it was great fun. So apparently for the next Dad Cave, we're going to be learning how to do a backflip on a trampoline. So,
oh, fantastic.
So that's going to be tough, I think.
Well, I don't think I could do it, so good luck with that.
Well, I don't think we can do it either, but I'm sure it'll be funny to watch anyway.
Now, any chance that you're going to be touring soon? Because we haven't seen you in a little... Well, it's last year that we saw you tour, but...
Yeah, look, I've definitely got a couple of dates coming up, but I'm actually, I'm back recording at the moment, and, you know, I have some dates coming up in September, but we haven't fully locked them in yet, so I'm still waiting before I actually announce them. But when they happen, that'll be great. You know, it'll be back out in the road for a short while, but it's only a small run. I think the main thing for me at the moment is I'm concentrating on recording all the time at the moment. So
we might be seeing another album in the works? Is that...
Well, you never know, but there's also some of these newer acts. I'm working on a lot of their material right now, so that's been really good. I'm trying to get more and more involved in, you know, helping acts who are trying to break through, and advise them and record with them and write with them, and you know, that's a really good thing to be involved in.
Now we're going to play another song of yours right now. We're going to play, and I actually picked this one from the album, but it was your first single from the new album. It's Without a Fight, which I really love this song.
Great.
Is there a bit of a story behind it, or is it...
Oh, look, Without a Fight is straight up, because, you know, I've come across different times in my life where, you know, your back can be against the wall and you're just going, oh, gee, how am I going to get beyond this? You know, whatever it might be. You know, it's all sorts of difficulties. Everybody experiences times like that. And I always kind of say, well, you know what, I'm not giving up without a fight. So I thought, you know, I'm going to write a song about that. It's a very positive, keep on going, keep trucking along, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, and it's a great film clip with you and your kids as well.
Oh, no, thanks. It was great to get them on the clip as well. You know, they love it as well. They pop on YouTube and they see themselves, and yeah, they love that. So it's great.
Damien, thank you very much for coming on Brekkie Bears this morning.
Not a problem, my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. And look, all the best for the future. I mean, it sounds like you're going fantastically anyway.
Oh, no, but look, it's, lots of things on the horizon. And, you know, I obviously appreciate all your support as well. So thanks a million. Yeah, I will see you all soon.
Thank you very much, Damien. And you're on Brekkie Bears with Mark and Luke. Give a love some hope.
Out of fight, without a fight.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.